or, you know, the whole DIY deal and just having, you know, having friends come out and just make a night of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that was really great.
Definitely the first show, like, at least that I played at the tour where I didn't have imposter syndrome. Where I walked in the room and I was like, oh, wait a minute, we put this show together. Why am I feeling so anxious?
Yeah. Well, it was nice, too. It was, you know, it was a nice little, the venue was, like, kind of, I guess that's common. Basement. Yeah, it was, like, tucked away, but, like, off this main road so that, like, you know, people on the street could hear the music playing and stuff. So it was just a really good vibe. Like, everybody was just kind of hanging around and there were folks sitting at the tables outside and stuff, like, already when we got there, you know?
Yeah, dude. The bartender, the Frogmore, wears their shirts all the time, like, over in JP.
Oh, I was like, what is that? Yeah. The Frogmore?
Yeah, dude. It's
the bar. That's hilarious.
Gotta love JP.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so you guys released two songs. That was Goon and Testimonies, your latest singles. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and play one of those now, ooh, and then we will come back and chat after that. I think Goon is a good place to start.
Yeah,
cool, man, cool.
All right, awesome. So this is Goon by Odysseys. Now, that was Goon, which I think is an awesome song.
Oh,
thank you. One thing I'm curious about is your musical influences. Who would you say, anyone you listened to growing up or recently that kind of has informed what kind of music you want to make? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, man, of course. Like, for me, I listened to a lot of, like, new wave music.
Sure.
Like, growing up, I'd listen to, like, a ton of New Order and The Cure and, like...
You know, love those guys.
Depeche Mode and stuff. And so, like, listening to that, I always thought that was, like, the most emotionally evocative and, like, also some of the most interesting music, like, the way that it's all, like, arranged, like everything from guitar, and like they actually have like good bass lines, and so that's what was like really exciting, that it could be like really mystical but heavy at the same time, and definitely inspired most of the songwriting for sure.
So I was talking to, like, I think it was my girlfriend about this, and she was like, well, what are they like? And I was trying to describe, after I listened to you guys, like, what genre I would put you in if I had to describe. And I was like, well, I don't know. They're kind of dreamy, like kind of dream poppy, but not really, but like sort of. And I don't really know, but I think it's really cool because when I listen to you guys, I kind of hear a bunch of different stuff.
Oh, thanks, man.
And especially with your next song, Testimony, that I'm going to play, where the vocal style is a little different, where for some reason I got National vibes from that. Are you guys fans at all?
Oh, dude. Yeah. I love Matt. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that's cool. Let me think. So, your full-length album.
Yeah.
I was doing research for the show. I listened to about most of it.
Okay.
That's good. So I really liked it, but talk to me a little bit about the process of recording that and writing that.
Yeah, man. So that was recorded like all over the place. So like everywhere from like Boston to Los Angeles, even in like Germany too.
Really?
Yeah, it was recorded all over. So we would just do different parts at different times, but we really just like started going for it harder last April, and we had like all these kind of like parts together. We had a new drummer at the time who was like really killing it, and so we figured, you know, I just graduated school, want to, you know, send it off right and actually like get something together.
Yeah.
And then once we recorded it in like every garage or like the bathroom of our
the radio station at school,
in different closets that weren't like, you know, too damp.
Your sauna.
Yeah, the sauna.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, there's definitely vocals recorded in like a fully tiled sauna.
That is so cool.
Yeah, gets that nice reverb.
Bounces all around.
We sent it to David, who's like an incredible engineer and guitar player now. He kind of like made it what it is. He took like a bunch of scrappy demos and made it into something that was presentable.
That's really cool. Were you guys playing? What were you doing in Germany? Were you playing music?
Well, I was studying abroad there.
Cool.
In Heidelberg, and so I had one little interface and my guitar with me, and so I just like, that's where a lot of the songs were written, at least, and so I was able to kind of just lay the foundation for it and then bring it all together with all the boys when I got back.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice, you know, change of scene, changing mind, mm-hmm. change of worldview. Interesting stuff going, I guess.
Yeah. I got to ask, and this is a bit off topic, but while you're in the area, are you excited to come back to this cold, wintry land?
Yes.
Yeah. 100%, yeah. I'm sure you guys over in LA were like, man, the weather's like so nice all the time. It sucks. I want to be cold.
It sounds weird and like kind of like, I don't know, is it pretentious of me to be like, it gets boring? It's like, I'm sick of like, every day is the same. There's barely any even like rain, you know, it's like clouds roll in and it's a thrill.
Yeah.
You know,
it's monotony. And like, plus growing up about like in an area like this, like it becomes a part of you, you know,
it does,
like the different seasons and everything. It's, you know, it shows you that time's passed and then you get older and that, you know,
no, that's true.
Everybody has a collective reason to be upset because it's too cold outside.
And yeah.
It's like, there's not that same, you know, feeling out there. Plus, like, when I landed back in Boston, like, just a couple days ago, I got so hyped because it was foggy and there was snow on the ground. It seems mythical at times.
Yeah, I understand. Us Bostonians were definitely angry about the weather all the time.
For sure.
But the truth is that no matter how much we hate the cold, at least me personally, I am used to it.
Yeah. Mm.
If you put me in a room full of people, I might be the warmest person there when everyone is freezing.
Right, right.
So that's just the way it works out. Anyways, I hope you guys are enjoying your stay.
Oh, very much so.
It's fantastic. So
excellent.
Fun. And our time here.
Excellent. Yeah, I know. I'm having fun. It's a good time. Thank you. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and play the next song. This is Testimony, your latest single. And like I was saying earlier, I like that this sounds a bit different from Goon. I think you guys have, there's a bit of like an eclectic nature to your music where I like that every song I hear, I'm going to hear something a little different, and that not every song is samey. So, yeah.
Thank you.
I really enjoy it. So let's go ahead and play Testimony. Thank you. All right. That was Testimony by Odysseys, and I really like the way that song ends.
Oh, yeah.
I love the way it just kind of fades out, you know? Great song.
Oh, thanks, man.
Anytime. So, we're going to play some regular music as well. I'm not only going to play songs from you guys. We were just chatting a little bit about songs we might want to hear, bands we like, so on and so forth. So you guys brought up New Order earlier.
I feel like
that's a good place to start.
100%, yes.
They have so many hits. It's hard to pick a favorite.
I'm curious to see what you cue, to be honest.
I'm thinking about it still. I have an idea. I'm actually just looking for it now.
Save the idea.
I'm going to search for it.
We'll debate it.
What's the name of the song? It's not True Faith. It's
Bizarre Love Triangle.
It's not Bizarre. No, it's an amazing song.
Is it Age of Consent?
It's not Age of Consent.
Is it Ceremony?
It's not Ceremony.
Is it Procession?
Is it True Faith? It might be True Faith. I used to think that the day would... Okay, that's the song that was in my head.
I love how you start with, it's not True Faith.
It totally was.
It totally was. Dude, True Faith slaps.
Yeah, man, that's a great song. All right, let me just look for it here. Oh, I got it. All right. So next up is going to be True Faith by New Order. Whatever comes on after that, I don't know. We're just kind of going to wing this.
Sounds good.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, we're going to play some good music either way. So this next song is True Faith by New Order.
This is a new song that we've never played before, so bear with us if you will. It's called True Faith. We'll be right back.
Thank you. observations to the brain. In her own right, I wouldn't.
Hi, we're back. Thank you to everyone for listening to that pretty random collection of songs. That was mostly just The Cure. But
welcome.
Yeah, thank you guys for the recommendations.
Oh, anytime, man. Thanks for playing the radio department.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I know, I like that song a lot.
Yeah, it's a really nice, sweet, soft song.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So before we continue any further, I just have a quick PSA that I need to read because it is that time of the hour. And I happen to like this PSA a lot, even though I just lost my page, because I think it's kind of funny. But, you know, it's a real problem. Where'd it go?
Take your time, take your time.
Yeah, it's you okay. Guys can wait.
That's okay, I like the pictures on the pages.
I know, these pages are so old. It's great. I've read so many like of the same ones. That's the one I just read.
Right there.
Yeah.
Hold up. Where'd it go?
It's a meme from, like, the 90s.
Or 2008, which is essentially the same thing.
Essentially.
All right, here we go. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So yeah,
somebody needs to fall off ladders. Somebody needs to read that PSA to the WWE guys. I think they're misusing ladders like all the time.
That's true. Like at least 10 of those people are from the WWE and another 10 are from Raw.
Well, it says
Raw is WWE.
Yeah. Raw. Well, there's Raw and there's WWE.
WWE owns it.
They're the same thing.
There are two different leagues, so that they had
no. There's Raw and SmackDown.
They own SmackDown.
I don't know how it is. Now. But it's
SmackDown versus Raw.
Yeah. They're like competing brands.
Yeah, it's like DC Comics and Marvel or something.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. See, there you go. No, two things, but, same but, side of coin.
Yes.
It's like Harvey Dent's coin. Two is the same thing, but on opposite sides.
Yeah.
On opposite
sides. Oh, God. Anyway. I actually just watched Batman Forever a couple nights ago.
Oh, bro. I just watched Batman Returns like two nights ago.
Nice. They've been playing him on TV a lot.
They have. So, dude, Val Kilmer.
I think Val Kilmer was an underrated Batman. And a good Bruce Wayne. I think he had a good voice for it. I think even when he had the bat suit on, you know, he's not doing that ridiculous Christian Bale growly voice. He just sounds like a natural good fit.
Yeah.
I like Val Kilmer.
I liked George Clooney's Batman.
I think he was a really good Bruce Wayne.
He was an incredible Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
But then he was just Batman too, who just was Bruce Wayne in a mask, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there wasn't a lot of character separation, but I kind of liked it because, like, nobody would ever think that he was Bruce Wayne under there. So it's like, he's just like, I don't have to hide it.
Yeah.
Also, here's my boy Robin.
And like Val Kilmer, he has a great bat voice.
He does. He does. I love it.
Those movies, like, Batman and Robin is pretty terrible, but it's very watchable.
Mm. I mean,
I like the TV show.
The TV show. Batman the Animated Series.
Oh, the Animated Series.
Probably,
it's fantastic.
Like, no, like,
the best
like from the.
Of all time,
yeah.
Like,
it's
live
awesome.
Action. Yeah. Live action TV show. Like the OG.
Oh, you mean like with Adam West?
Yeah.
That's pretty watchable, but still terrible too.
But it's like, so terrible that it's good.
Burt Ward is Robin.
Well, at the
they
time,
thought
terrible
it was great.
Didn't exist, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
At the time, terrible didn't exist.
Hey,
you
right, it was just Batman. It was the Batman show.
Uma Thurman was Poison Ivy, Batman and Robin.
She was.
She was.
Yeah.
Arnold
news
Schwarzenegger,
to me.
Dr. Freeze.
Not all those puns.
Stacked. Yeah.
Chew. Ice to meet you.
Yeah.
All those terrible lines.
My favorite Batman movie is Birdman.
Michael Keaton was the best Birdman.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know. Edward Norton was pretty good, too.
Yeah, he was, but he wasn't the Birdman.
Okay.
I loved Val Kilmer's Thunder Gunning.
That wasn't him.
Oh, no, it was. It wasn't Val Kilmer. It was... What's his face?
Ivan Drago.
Yeah. What's his name, IRL?
Dolph Lundgren.
Lundgren, yeah. Okay, I made a goof.
Dude went to MIT.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was a chemical engineer.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, did he make all the machines that they hooked up Drago to?
Yeah, he did.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that. That's
Grace
a fun fact.
Jones discovered him and was like, you should be an actor. And he was like, okay.
Huh. And then he just got into Rocky IV?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Thank God.
Yeah. And I know, right?
Rocky, he was also the doubt. Original Punisher, too. Fun fact.
That's right, he was.
That movie's sick.
Much like how David Hasselhoff was the original Nick Fury.
Yep.
That happens. That's that actually it. Happened. So, yeah, we got about 10 minutes left on the air. I was thinking I could play another one or two of your guys' songs.
Yeah, of course.
Preferably off your album, just to get people familiar with that.
Yeah, sure.
Go for and it. Your choice.
All right. Want to remind everybody that you guys are playing at the Lily Pad in Cambridge
tomorrow
night.
Tomorrow night.
Stone the Druggist.
Stone the Druggist. I've never heard of those guys, but I like the name.
They're cool. Yeah. Kind of like psych rocky. Like, yeah, they're cool guys. They're real tight. Cool live, dudes. Too.
Yeah, they bring a lot of fun and like energy to shows.
Yeah.
All right.
Doors at 7:30.
Do you know if there's an entry fee?
There's a $10 cover, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, $10 bucks.
Yeah.
Too steep. Don't know if I can do it.
It's the cost of a burrito.
Yeah.
Or two coffees or three.
Yeah, two coffees.
It's less than a burrito in a lot of places.
Yeah, I know, right? I would know. Yeah. It's not even two full coffees.
Yeah,
it's
you should come, dude.
Yeah, I was thinking I might, actually.
Yeah, you should.
And bring friends, too.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
That's everybody.
All I want is you, Danny.
Oh,
like,
thanks.
As long as you come, I'm fine.
Oh, all right. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
I'm gonna look for you. You better look for me when you're playing.
I will.
We'll make intense eye contact.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to cry if you don't come, dude.
If you can stay still, if you can manage to stay still, people got to be moving around, having a good time.
All right. Well, everyone listening should go to their show at the Lily Pad tomorrow at 7:30. Doors open.
7:30.
But don't even go for the music. Go because I might be there.
Yeah,
and I might be staring lovingly into all of your eyes.
Thank you.
And it'll be a moment you really do not want
to
miss out.
At this point,
I have to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm being completely serious. This is a serious thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we got no room for fun on this radio show.
No,
it's strictly business.
Risky business.
All right. So I'm thinking I'm going to play a little song called Mirrors.
Ooh.
Because
I thought that was a pretty good track.
Oh, thanks, man.
Anytime. All right. This is Mirrors. We will check back in. I don't know, probably...
2-3 minutes.
2-3 minutes.
Two.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This is Mirrors.
the final cue song.
All right, we're back.
That was.
So the time is 4:59, which means, unfortunately, we actually have to go off the air. But if you would like to play another song, you know, you can, or you know, you could sing it yourself. I would like to hear it, but I can't play it on the air.
Oh, that's okay. You ever hear that song in Beetlejuice?
Yeah. Which one?
Okay,
I believe. Shake, Sonora.
Harry Belafonte.
I mean, I love Beetlejuice.
Jumping in the line. Okay, I believe you.
Okay.
They did sing it.
That's true. That was